Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mel, Mai te ama, E momo lava piki, pe te tato tamana italangi motana tauhinga, Mana haka manuyanga, Mugitato uma. Mate ola mate maalohe ku maue ki tātou, o ka tino ina tātou tamahaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia, ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalo he mo te tau tō mo tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio.
Talo falava, mahalo le soifua, ma le langi no mā. I le mamalu o tātou a fia whaalongolongo I le ne tai o fō.
E mō mō lava o nā vi ia le tua. Ona olo nā lofa tūnoa ua mawhai ei ona tātou tu au lia mai lini tai au fō. Ole me leo la amateina ila tātou pōkalame. Ele te talo pe lawan tātou masani ai. Talo falava, malo ele lei ki orana ni sambula vinaka. I orana taloha ni, whakalo falahi atu ki ola tātou katoa. As we do normally, we're going to open our program with a word of prayer. And then we'll continue on in meeting our guest speaker for this morning, Te Ama Radio Health. Let us open our program with a word of prayer.
Our gracious Father in heaven, we thank you for your care and protection over us during the night. We thank you for this beautiful morning and for the opportunity to come on the air to speak to your people. Please be with us today, this morning, especially those who will be delivering the messages to your people. We pray that you will give them wisdom and knowledge to know what they are going to give to the people so that they will live in good health, which is more important to us. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us, and thank you for giving us the promise that whenever we need you, and no matter where, you will always be there for us. And we pray that you will be with us now, especially with our speakers, and may the messages that they will deliver to the people be accepted and well taken to benefit them in health. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Fakalafalahiatu to our beautiful listeners this morning. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Yes. Why? Because we woke up this morning. A lot of people didn't wake up. And tonight will be somebody's last good night. Mm. So therefore, I am so excited. You know, last week we were blessed to actually have Esmeralda Lo Tem with our host, Te Ama Lorenzo Caesara. And this morning, we are even blessed more to have with us Tim Maifeleni, Regional Manager, Northern Region Leukemia and Blood Cancer, New Zealand. And so, you know, Tim is a registered nurse and has been working at LBC for over 5 years. Prior to starting his role at LBC, Tim was working in the oncology hematology ward in Starship Children's Hospital. He is passionate about making a difference in people's lives outside of the usual hospital setting and empowering them to achieve the goals they aspire to, and enjoys being able to support patients on an emotional level. Well, right now I feel emotional. Before we came on air, we were just sharing about how our heart, you know, that's our work, is our people, and out there in the community, and love drives us. That's why we continue to run this program. So just for myself and Thelma, and also for Mele Mele, we welcome you, Tim. Thank you so much, you know, for making this time available for our listeners who are looking forward to hearing from you this morning. Fakalofalahiatu.
Thank you. first of all, I just want to thank Mama for the lovely prayer that she offered today. One of the biggest things that kind of hit me in the prayer is that we are speaking to all of our people who are listening today, and so I feel a sense of responsibility, and I feel a weight of expectations that our people have for the information that I'll share today, and hopefully something that I share today will be able to help our people to, I guess, empower them to look after their own health and be able to lean upon their own understandings.
Thank you. And so, Te Ama, Lorenzo Caesara.
Whakarawalai atu, maru lele, nisa bulavinaka, ta lofa lava, kia ora na, ta aloha ni, and kia ora to all our beautiful and lovely listeners who are tuning in today, not only online, we're going live on Facebook on my personal page, but also for those who will actually have a listen to our podcast later on, online tomorrow or sometime this week. Now, that podcast will be available online for 7 days. So if you missed out the live talk, Talanoa, with my friend, my brother, Tim, don't forget we've got a live podcast available for 7 days. Now, Tim, wow. I must say that what a great privilege to have someone like Tim Maifeleni.
Oh, yes.
As one of the managers for Leukemia and Blood Cancer in New Zealand, you know, it's very, we're not many Pacific people who have titles, you know, holding positions like management roles, in you know, especially in a big society. So, Tim, tell us a little bit more. How did you get to being a manager at Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand?
I guess one of my friends recommended me for the role here at Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand, and so we started as an entry-level kind of person, mm-hmm. on a maternity contract. Mm-hmm. We started off as a support services coordinator, mm-hmm. And so worked as a support services coordinator for about 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, and then moved up to become a senior support services, mm-hmm. coordinator after doing a bit of work, especially for our Pacific community, but also just for patients in general who have a hematology condition.
Yeah.
And then following that, there was a opportunity that mm-hmm. came up as a newly appointed regional manager within the region, and applied for that, and the powers that be thought that I was good enough to be a regional manager, and so here I am today.
Wow. Finally, our guest last week, Esmeralda, she mentioned a Psalm 1 phrase about service. The pathway to blessings is through service. And here we are, you know, team is a great example of, you know, of putting that into practice. You know, you serve, you continue to serve your community from, you know, from grassroots, and then God will put you to somewhere where you can use your skills and knowledge and your ability to serve our people. So, team, I'm from Tamaki Health, local doctors and White Cross. I see that in your biography that you are a registered nurse.
Yeah.
If you know, want to switch to primary care, Tamaki Health will always have a role for you. You can be a nurse manager or locality manager. But anyways, let's go to Talanoa. Thank you again for tuning in today, our lovely, beautiful listeners. Now, team, talk to me about leukemia, what leukemia and blood cancer in New Zealand do.
Well, every day, six Kiwis will discover that they have a blood cancer. So that's such as leukemia, mm-hmm. Lymphoma, or myeloma.
Mm-hmm.
And Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand, or LBC for short, is the national charity dedicated to supporting them. Mm-hmm. And so our organisation aims to ease the emotional and practical burden carried by patients, mm-hmm. and invest in research to find a cure.
Wow, that's a really good statement there. Now, what does Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand do to support people with blood cancer?
I guess there's some of the most important things that we do is supporting patients one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get a referral from either the hematologist, yes. or the doctor,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes the nurse, sometimes there's nurse specialists who are at the hospital or other kind of referrals. Some people kind of self-refer themselves. And so being able to catch up one-on-one with patients is one of the things that we can do. And, you know, for our people, you know, their face-to-face contact,
yes.
and talking to them one-on-one is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some mea ai in there is really good,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we have a little feed and talk with patients about that. But not only the patients, but we also support the families as well,
mm-hmm.
and so sometimes we can meet patients in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
Talk to their families all together, mm-hmm. so we can give them some information and understanding about their blood cancer, or sometimes we talk about different kind of blood conditions as well, which we support.
Mm-hmm.
We do a few other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
We run support groups in the community.
Yep.
One of the coolest ones that we run, especially for our Pacific community, is our Pacific hematology support group, which we started about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so in that support group, it's just a kind of welcoming environment. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I kind of remember from Mama saying her prayer is that we start off our support group with a prayer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite Pacific health professionals from the community,
mm-hmm.
to come and talk at our support group. Some examples in the past is I've got a few friends who are general practitioners in mm-hmm. the community, and they've come in and talked about how they can, what our patients can expect from their general practitioner
mm-hmm.
when they're discharged from the hospital and discharged from hematology services.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another example is we had one of our Pacific Pink and Steel physio representatives, and they came and talked to us about how important it is for our people to rehab post chemo or during chemo in order to get back like full function in their body post treatment, and that's one of the things that's really important as well, which sometimes you kind of oversee. You just go see the doctor, then come home,
yep.
finish.
So for someone who had, say, a blood cancer about 5 years ago, can that person still join your support group?
Yeah, they can still join our support group.
And there's only four people who have had cancers?
So our group's basically for hematology
patients.
Mm-hmm. So people who have a blood cancer or similar type of condition,
mm-hmm.
And because that's what our national charity supports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I see that another support that you offer is research to find a cure. Mm. So, you know, you're strived to find out more and more and more about how you can treat and cure
mm-hmm.
Someone's cancer. Now, one thing that I see in your, you know, in some of the information that you passed on to me later earlier on, so you provide petrol and grocery vouchers and also taking patients to the chemo treatment?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so do you do pickups and drop-offs or...?
We can do pickups and drop-offs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's an individual kind of one-to-one assessed basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and a lot of times, if it's on our way, then we can definitely do it because there's only three of us here in Auckland.
Okay.
And so, if everyone in Auckland asks us to pick them up in our small Suzuki Swift, then might not be able to do that. But we can help out when we can in terms of transport for our patients.
Nice.
But if we can't help out, then obviously we'll help them with some limited petrol vouchers that we can do. And so we try and help people to understand, hey, we can help you maybe one day, but hopefully you can ask your family to help you and maybe you can give them a little bit of petrol to help you out as well.
A petrol voucher is better than nothing. And then I know transportation is one of the biggest barrier for our people, you know, going to see this health specialist. So that's great. Mm. That's a great service. What about in terms of home visits?
Mm-hmm.
You guys do one-on-one at home?
Yep, we do one-on-one home visits at home. This is on an as-needs basis as well. So if our patient is more comfortable to kind of see someone at home, then we can organise a visit through... First of all, we make kind of the phone contact and then organise a time to come and visit, which we've done numerous times, especially for our Pacific patients. And they'd rather you kind of come and talk, have a koko laisa and have a talk like that.
Okay, team, thank you for that. Now, talk to me. What are some interesting facts you can tell us about leukemia and blood cancer in New Zealand?
I guess one of the coolest things that we have is the amount of patients that we support.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, or in the year 2018-2019, we supported 4,323 patients, and that's increased to about 5,379 patients. So altogether, that's about a 24% increase in the amount of patients we support. And our team's only small.
Omate baki for leukemia and blood cancer in New Zealand. Wow, over 4,000 patients last year. Wow, that must be a record, right?
I hope so. but that's just and that's for everyone throughout the country. And our team in Auckland, there's only three of us.
Yeah,
we have one person down in Hamilton, and they cover Hamilton all the way down to Taupo, Gisborne.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 1.8. I don't know, you can do a 0.8 person, but we have 1.8 people down in the Wellington region.
Mm-hmm.
So Wellington up to New Plymouth, across to Hawke's Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 1.5 people down in Christchurch and up to Nelson. And then we have one person down in Dunedin who covers Dunedin and Invercargill.
Mm-hmm.
And so our small team is pretty cool at punching above its weight.
Wow. You need more people on your team, right?
We're okay for now, but if we're blessed with some more people, that would be amazing.
I guess Tamaki Health can support you in that field now.
Mm.
Now, have you ever seen an increase in demand for your service for new patients?
Mm.
You mentioned in the last question that last year you saw about more than 4,000 people, so obviously.
Mm.
Have you seen a demand in that area there?
Oh, definitely, we've seen a massive increase in demand for supporting our patients in terms of the health professionals understanding what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the health professionals don't understand that hey, there's some extra support out there for our families. They usually kind of look for the extra support when patients aren't coming to their appointments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if a patient is okay, then they kind of not refer them, but because of some of the things that we've been doing, we've been getting a lot more new referrals from hematologists and health professionals in the DHBs and things like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about the response from our people? Do they actually make you feel like they want the support?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of times in terms of the people that I kind of talk to, because I'm obviously look brown, then it's okay for them to come and talk to me. But I'm the only brown guy on the team.
In the team.
And so sometimes when our people see, like our colleagues, sometimes they prefer them more. Because it's really engaging for them to see that, hey, there's other people who aren't my culture but still want to look after me outside in the community, not just in the hospital. There's cool people out in the community. So uptake from people that way is really, really cool. And all of our team is amazing. They're very empathetic. They love to help people, and they're really understanding of our Pacific people. And, you know, they understand that, hey, these guys might expect a different kind of service, or the way that we can deliver our service to them is a different kind of model than what they would deliver to, say, like a Palangi patient type thing. They would take a little bit more time to kind of get to know our Pacific patients and also our Māori patients as well.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about leukemia and blood cancer. Now, a lot of people out there who are listening to our program right now, they don't know the difference between the different type of cancers. Now, can you sort of like elaborate what are the type of cancer that comes under blood cancer? Does it include bowel cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer? Can you elaborate on it?
Yeah, so I guess what blood cancers are essentially what are liquid tumours. So if you think about any other part of your body, there are tumours inside those bodies when they have cancer. So if you have lung cancer, there's lung tumours and like lung cancer disease. If you think about bowel cancer, there's cancer inside your bowel. If you think about brain cancer, there's cancer inside your brain. And so with blood cancer, it's a lot different in terms of having cancer inside your blood, because your blood goes everywhere. And so that means potentially your cancer can go everywhere, potentially. But we like to try and catch it early and be able to kind of treat our cancers as soon as possible. A lot of times our cancers that we have, especially cancers like leukemia, they're fast growing. And if you don't do anything about it, then the consequences can be fatal.
That's absolutely. Now, you know, with an organisation like yours, I'm pretty sure that, you know, in terms of health literacy, the information that should be in Pacific, Pacifica languages, do you have any information in different Pacifica languages?
So we do have our blood cancers, and for our live listeners right here, but we do have blood cancers and conditions in four Pacific languages. So we have them in Tongan, Samoan, Niuean, and Cook Island Māori. And those were there before I started, which is great. And they're there and they help people understand what leukemia is, what lymphoma is, what myeloma is. But also one things that are really, really important, and some of the things that I try and help health professionals understand, and that inside there, it talks about chemotherapy, as well as the side effects from chemotherapy, and some of the supportive care that you can do. So sometimes our Pacific people, when they go and see the hematologists and the nurses and things, the nurses ask, "Do you understand?" And they're just,
Then I guess the interpreting service can come into that part there. Do you guys, you know, use the interpreting service around, you know, within Auckland sometimes?
When the interpreting service is available in Auckland, then we can kind of, because we're an outside organisation and we're a charity that's supported from the government, then we kind of help. We're like a help meet to the DHB.
Nice. Now, team, talk to me about the benefit. What was the benefit to the Pacifica community having a Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand stand at the Health Expo that we had last week?
Well, you know, like, I've been thinking about this for a while in terms of, was it even worth me going to the expo? But I think one thing that was really, really important, and one thing that kind of stood out to me, is that I was there and that we had a stand there. And that, because no one really talks about cancer in our community.
Absolutely.
Like, it's there, but it's hard for people to kind of talk about it.
Is it a fear?
Oh, definitely a fear, because people think, but from the patients that I've supported, people think that you can catch cancer. Or people think that, oh, this person did a really bad thing and God is punishing them because they've done something bad and now they have cancer. And so there's a lot of judgment when you have cancer for the people that I've supported in the Pacific community. And so just being there and being at the Pacific Expo just helped to raise awareness.
Absolutely.
And just to show people, hey, there's actually, there's, like, if you get cancer, there's an organization out there, or actually, if you get blood cancer, there's an organization out there that can talk to you, that can give you some information.
So now you mentioned that the good thing about you being at the event was being visible. Because the two key words, you know, in the wrong that we do is, one is visibility, and secondly is engagement. So there's no point, you know, talking on the radio right now, and when it comes to community events, when people need you to be at events and you're not there. And the good thing about, you know, you being at the events that day, you were there for both days, you know, for Friday and Saturday. And you were the last stallholder to leave. And that's one downfall for all our Pacifica, you know, organization, to be honest, you know, is us leaving events early before it finishes. So it was really, team was the last one to leave. So it was great to have you there. Yeah, but hopefully we'll, I'll get to see you, you know, at future community events. There's one at Waitakere Hospital on the 3rd of March. I'm registered for that one. I would love to see you there, because a lot of our people, they will actually come to that event, people who are, you know, inside the hospital. So now our next question is, in what ways does Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand support the Pacifica community?
I guess what we're trying to do at Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand is give people equal amount of support. So if we support, like, a Palangi person one way, we'll support Pacifica people the same way.
The same way.
But in the in more of a Pacifica way, using, you know, the Whonofale model, and making sure that we understand what the different pillars are for that family. But in saying that, we do the same thing for all families, you know, using a holistic well-being approach in terms of supporting our families through our blood cancer and things like that.
Nice, nice. Now, there's a saying in Samoa that goes like this: what's best for upolu is also best for Savai. What's best for any ethnicities is also best for our Pacifica communities. You're listening to Te Ama Pacifica radio station this morning. We have Te Mafeleni from Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand. We are going to take a break and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
welcome again to
Te Ama Pacifica House. And you have been listening to Tim and Lorenzo. Welcome back.
Tim, welcome back to the show. Now, if someone has been diagnosed with any type of blood cancer, mm-hmm. how does that person or a listener that's listening to us right now join your support group? That you mentioned earlier that you have a support group.
Mm. I guess one of the main ways that you can do it, you can call our 0800 number, mm-hmm. which is 0800 151015. Mm-hmm. And you can just follow the prompts for the options. And if you get stuck, just press option one, and then they can put you through to the right person throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's from all the way up in Northland down to Southland.
Mm-hmm.
Next way you can do it is you can go online, mm-hmm. and we've got like a referral form online,
yep.
and that's at www.leukemia.org.nz,
mm-hmm.
and just follow the website to our referral form.
Yep.
Secondly, you can just... thirdly, you can look us up on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and kind of message us through there.
Nice.
That's lbcnz@facebook.com, mm-hmm. and just message us, and we can get back to you. Once you message us or call us or internet us, there's not even a word, internet us. If you can do that, then one of our support services coordinators will be able to get back to you.
Nice. Now, to all our beautiful listeners out there, if you have or, someone who has blood cancer, I encourage you all to get in touch with Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand. Their contact number is 0800 151015. That's our magic number for today. 0800 151015, and ask for Tim Mafeleni, and he will get you to join his support group. Now, have you ever come across any barriers? What are some of the barriers that our people face in terms of not being open-minded about their cancer situations?
I guess the closest barrier for most of our Pacific families is their family and their friends. Mm. And so a lot of times the Pacific families that I support,
mm-hmm.
They're not kind of open about their cancer diagnosis to their families. They mm-hmm. they don't really want a lot of their families to know. They just kind of come, do their treatment, and then go home,
mm-hmm.
and kind of just carry on, mm-hmm. try and carry on and be normal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like go to work, come home, and just try and live out a normal life, even though the cancer diagnosis or the blood cancer diagnosis that they have and the treatment that they're going through is quite hard,
mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit draining on them, but they still want to not tell their family and still want to kind of hold that kind of brave face,
mm-hmm.
To show them that they're all right.
Mm. Is there any other barriers that you see that you think may stop anyone from talking openly about their cancer diagnosis?
One of the other things is just the understanding part.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when I've supported our Pacifica families at the hospital,
mm-hmm.
They go into the hospital, they talk to the doctor, the doctor tells them, hey, you've got a blood cancer, then automatically they just switch off and they kind of think, oh, that's it, I'm done.
Mm.
But then the doctor keeps talking to them, but they've already switched off. And so the doctor talks to them in their appointment about, this is the treatment,
mm-hmm.
this is how we're going to get through, and this is what's going to happen with your blood cancer. And sometimes with some of the blood cancers that we support, a lot of the outcomes is really good,
mm-hmm.
And patients can survive for numerous amounts of years.
Wow.
But it's when you hear that cancer kind of word, they kind of switch off, and then when they come for their follow-up appointment,
too late.
We don't see them for their follow-up appointment.
Gosh.
And that's when we sometimes get a referral and say, hey, can you follow these guys up?
Mm-hmm.
And so we go and see them and just kind of help them understand, hey, you know what, like, this is what the doctor said, did you hear this? And a lot of our Pacific is, no, we didn't hear anything, we just heard a cancer, and then I'm gone.
Oh. So all our Pacific people out there, If you have an appointment with your doctor and your doctor tells you that, you will be diagnosed with cancer, do not be afraid, because that's not the end of your journey. Tim has said that there is a support not only out in the community, but also in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's Pacifica teams in every hospital. Mm-hmm. I know there's a Pacifica team, and the WDHB, mm-hmm. they support this program.
Mm-hmm.
They manage the Pacific team for mm-hmm. Waitemata and Auckland City Hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a Pacifica Health Development Team
mm-hmm.
at Middlemore Hospital. So mm-hmm. there's support everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But do not be afraid to ask. And when you hear the word cancer from your doctor, team say, do not switch off. You need to switch on from then. So my beautiful Pacifica people, when you hear the word cancer, it is not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is about getting the extra support. And that's why we have someone like team who can offer more support to make sure that you will be cured and treated. Now, next mm-hmm. question, team. Does your organization receive direct government funding?
No, we don't receive any direct government funding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our money comes from fundraising
events.
One of the main events that we do is Shave for a Cure, and that raises funds throughout the country just to help us support our patients with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can you tell me, why is that? Why doesn't an organization like you get any, you know, sort of support, financial support from either the government or one of the DHBs?
I think that's just the model that leukemia and blood cancer has been founded on,
mm-hmm.
And it helps us to do the things that we can do to support our patients in the community in terms of our support groups. We
mm-hmm.
have kind of freedom to run support groups when we want to run it. And so when the idea to come up with the Pacific support group from me to, like, I guess my manager, I say, hey, can we run a Pacific support group? And they just said, okay, let's have a look. Gave them a small proposal,
mm-hmm.
and they said, oh, yeah, cool, let's start running it, because that's a need that we need to show in the community. Whereas, you know, if you're in the DHB, mm-hmm. you ask them, oh, can we run this? Then you have to jump through a few hurdles in order to get something sorted and funded. And that's something that we're kind of privileged to be able to do to help support our patients in the community, is that if we see a need, then we can
mm-hmm.
Do our best to kind of fill that straight away.
And you mentioned earlier the Shave for Cure. That's one of your fundraisers. What is it? What is a Shave for Cure?
I guess Shave for a Cure is Leukemia and Blood Cancers New Zealand, Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand's signature fundraising event,
mm-hmm.
Which has been running for over a decade. So fundraising for a cause close to your heart is a great way to honour cancer survivors and remember loved ones as well. And so when you Shave for a Cure, you become a hero for our organisation and also the 21,000 people living with blood cancers in New Zealand. And so this year, our goal for Shave for a Cure is to raise $1.25
million. Mm-hmm.
And this provides the much-needed emotional and practical support to our blood cancer patients, as well as education and investment in research to find a cure as well.
Mm. 21,000
mm-hmm.
people with blood cancer in New Zealand.
Mm. Living.
And living.
Yeah.
And your aim for this year is you aim to raise at least $1.25 million straight for a cure. When is that event held?
So we do have, if you go to our website called shaveforacure.org, let me just make sure that I get it right.
.org.nz?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But if you Google Shave for a Cure, we'll come up. .co.nz, sorry.
.co.nz.
Yep. And you can look at different places where you can shave.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your own shave. You can look at running shaves at schools.
I mean, is there a specific date or a month for this fundraising? Or
We do have our shave week coming up in, or shave month coming up in March.
Okay.
And so we partner with farmers, and we do a few shave events in mm-hmm. farmers in the month of March as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll see those coming up in our social media and things like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did a Shave for Cure back in 2013.
Yeah.
And this was to honour my lovely mother-in-law who had lymphoma cancer. Mm-hmm. And she survived from it. And she's a living, testimony of someone who sought support mm-hmm. and help and got the support and survived. So, and I'm looking forward to doing a show for Cure Again this year. Supported by Tamaki Health, local doctors in White Cross. So I would love to work with you on that fundraising this year. Now, has anyone else from our Pacifica community here in Auckland participated in the show for a cure recently?
I guess one of the most notable ones that we've had, I guess last year, was one of the warriors. Ignatius Pasi. And he's a Tong guy, and he shaved for his mum. His auntie.
His auntie.
Yeah, he shaved for his auntie who had cancer down in Wellington, and he just did it because he thought that was a great way to honour her and be able to show kind of solidarity with everyone else that's going through cancer.
And how much money did you raise?
Well, he raised about $2,160, which was amazing.
Yeah, that's a big money.
Yeah. Not a small money.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're really grateful to him and for his support for Shave for a Cure.
Mm-hmm. Now, Pacifica people, if you are listening to Tama Pacifica Health Program, the team here has shared about the Shave for a Cure, and he needs your support, he needs your help. We need to raise at least $1.25 million this year to help 21,000 people who have blood cancer in New Zealand. Now, how can our people out there who are listening and they are willing to support the Shave for a Cure, how can they register?
So if you go to shaveforacure.co.nz, there's a button there where you can register to shave. Or you can, if you don't want to register to shave, you can always support someone that's shaving like yourself, and they can donate to your page. And once they press register, there'll be someone there that can give them a call and help them to set up their page, help them with fundraising ideas, where to fundraise and so forth. So we've got a dedicated fundraising team that's there to kind of support our fundraisers as well.
Okay, now get on that site, shaveforacure.co.nz, or contact this number, 0800-151015, if you want to talk to someone about the Shave for a Cure campaign or fundraising that is going to happen next month in March, and talk to my brother, Tim Mafilini, more about blood cancer in New Zealand and leukemia, as well as the Shave for a Cure campaign happening in March. Now, do you have any comments before we conclude our telenor today? Any further comments?
I think just like closing comments in terms of our Pacific people is to make sure that you take someone with you when you go to the doctor and make sure that someone is either someone that can help you understand what the doctor says, especially if you're going through like cancer treatment, helping them, taking someone that will help to write down notes and remember all the appointments that you need to take, all the medicines that you need to take, and remembering that cancer is just a diagnosis and that there is treatment for it. And if you try your best to follow the treatment plan, then you'll get good outcomes.
Nice. Now, with Tamaki Health and PHO, like Total Healthcare PHO, like us, we serve as about 80,000 Pacific patients in Auckland, and 54,700 of that number, they are residents of South Auckland. Now, as a PHO, I would love to, you know, to work with leukemia and blood cancer in New Zealand too. I'm pretty sure we have a lot of patients who have some form of blood cancer but need the extra support out in the community, so you're the best person to come and talk to Tamaki Health and Total Healthcare PHO about that. But thank you very much, whakaawelahi, Tim Mafilini, maaloe lele, maaloe au peto for our talanoa this morning. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your experiences, and the support that you offer, you know, for our people. And is hopefully we'll get to have you again after the Shave for a Cure campaign.
All right.
And tell us how much you raised.
All right.
And thank you again, Mama. Thank you for having me as a host for today. Fale, love you all. I will see you again next Tuesday. Over to our producer. I would like to acknowledge our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, Tamaki Health, and the beautiful Te Ama Pacifica Health, the director, Mel Puka, and our producer, Fale Puka.
And you have been listening to Tim Maifeleni, Regional Manager, Northern Region Leukemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand. And he says, you can shave your hair to fundraise for us. If you're not keen to shave, you can still get involved. Donate to honor a loved one or show your support for survivors. We don't receive direct government funding, so every little bit counts. So you can contact Tim directly on
0800 151015.
Fafitai. Ma lole soifua, ma le langi mama, ile mamalu tau fafunga ile ni tula, ma e fato fatu, ya manuia lava o tau tofaina.
Thank you for the support.